Blog Talk Radio.
What do you see when you're in the dark and the demons come?
Why you don't pull up on the passenger side of the police car and bust on the police instead of your brother? I've never heard of it. You say you're a gangster? 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 Gangster?
Black power, my ass, y'all just playing the ass, posing, frontin', no bustin', no dirty cock gun button. At least Moore's right, rich, trying to do something. Pen as my weapon, fences up in turbans, no bluffing.
From nationality determined the political status of the individual, especially with reference to allegiance, while domicile determines his civil status. Nationality arises either by birth or by naturalization.
Read that to the beginning, please.
Nationality arises either by birth or by naturalization.
Is there another way? Continue on. We'll just give it a little way to get nationality.
According to Saturday, nationality is also used as opposed to territorial. Yeah. For the purpose of distinguishing the case of a nation having no national territory, e.g. the Jews, and that's it.
And the Moors.
Nothing else. That's you saw nationalization, that's right.
That's it.
Nationalization?
Nothing else.
Nationality mentions the term nationalization. It mentions nationalization, but nationalization is absent.
Peace and love. We just got a little intro today. We got a plug. We got to plug something. Because there's so much going on right now with Canaan land, we got to plug something. So this is from the newly released Up From The Root with our good sister, Roots K.
Roots.
give me what you want with your definition. Rules break through your inquisition. Send me, give me what you want with your definition. Rules break through your inquisition. Send me, give me what you want. Send me, give me what you want. Roots break through your inquisition. Moorish I am to the last breath for me. I'm never worried because my prince holds a legacy. Poor life status, I'll forever be. Paint a perfect picture, frame the MSPA. For the works uplifting humanity, I pray and you say sin. Save from the blasphemy. Man dying on the cross, you brave be asking me. Sign on the dotted line to upkeep your fallacy. We coming with the eyes wide open. Listen to the message. QID told them. Vanguard coming through the fold them. Stand strong army, assume your position. We're coming for the kill, my law inquisition. Cause it's boom bye bye in the tip wide head. I said it's no remorse cause I'm plot up to dead. Straight shot blasting, active not passive. Break your bread with the loyal till blood shed on the soil. I'm asking who's not ready for the war. Knocking at your front door. Send me, give me what you want with your definition. Roots break through your inquisition. Send me, give me what you want. Send me, give me what you want. Building up a nation, no hesitation. Claiming our stance, moving out the plantations. My foot flat, northwest in the Mexum. Raw when I chant, revamp, T-Rexum. All in the middle, chakra, balance. Hard more metal, iron on the map, fall back, don't giggle. You might miss the point, red dot in the middle. Don't cry me your river, Drew Ali is the giver of salvation. Learn your books, don't quiver. Head sight up, knowledge, birthright bigger. Bigger than you saw, huh? Remember the ancestors who fought. Remember Haiti revolt. Remember the one still caught in the Willie Lynch syndrome. Claiming our dome for our home is the temple. Enlightenment, entitlement, Aquarian info. They think that I've been broke. I'm food for their market. Reincarnation. The Jews never lost it. I'm off it. Time for reveal. Circle 7 sale. Simply give me what you want with your definitions. Who's break through your inquisitions? See me, give me what you want with your definitions. Rules break through your inquisitions. Yo, who this? I try to send me right, get left back. This them, I try this, I tell me feet, accept that. Who give the loans, huh? Who own the land, yo? Who take the trauma, put it in the hands of these weak mind men, mesh up mental man's awareness. Take a euro man face is gone. They go to frame it, they play with the aim it. Lock up the setbacks, these blocks are a racetrack. Who trying to take back? Right, sounds with the mic and the spotlight. Love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, be the insight. I'm trying to take flight, but the vultures trying to get me. Wanna sail out tonight, if you bout it, ride with me. Deserve to see the world, so I'ma take it. Chances for divine transformation, I'll pay it. Forward for the ones who didn't make it. I'm coming for the take it. Send me, give me what you want with your definition. Rules break through your inquisition. Send me, give me what you want with your definition. Rules break through your inquisition.
In courtyard, you used to have grass lines. What they did, they paved over it and then painted it. But the original had grass lines that goes all across from all the signs in different cities around the world. And the sister city to Mecca is Chicago. Now, Rahm Emanuel, thank you, good brother, left the Obama administration, and according to Circle 7, because everything is done on your gates. And so with your north gate, with your entry of the winter solstice, all right, and this is what they would call, the Constantinians would call it Christmas. All right, so the first full day of the winter solstice, this is where the sun stands still for 3 days. Amen. And this is where they talk about Jesus was in the tomb 3 days. Mm-hmm. All right, and Christmas is the birth, or when the procession of the sun starts its declination again. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is issued by Rahm Emanuel, 22nd day of December, 2011. The first full day of the winter solstice, or the day, or the masses under the Christ principle. That's how they hide it, which is winter solstice. Now understand, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, he ran and he won the office. This is his one of the first issues from his office. Rahm Emanuel, Mayor, Office of the Mayor, City of Chicago, seal, proclamation. Whereas the Moorish Americans are the descendants of the ancient Moabites, Hamathites, and Canaanites who were permitted by the old pharaohs of Kemet to traverse from East Africa and later form themselves kingdoms extending from the northwestern and southwestern shores of Africa, the Atlantic Islands, on to the present-day continental Americas. What is he just telling you? Your estate. This is a Jew telling. And whereas the indigenous Moorish peoples of the Americas, we're the peoples of the Americas, are now united in order to again link themselves with the family of nations, and whereas the Moorish Americans being aboriginal to the territories of North. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the party. We want to take this time, this precious time. Can you close those doors? We want to take this time to do a supplication to whoever is your creator and father. Heavenly Master, Creator, Almighty Father, King, Commander, and Chief, thank you, praise you, Baruch you, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to commune together once again and break bread. Thank you for putting us to sleep last night, carrying us through our sleep, and waking us up on this day. Thank you for this afternoon. Thank you for all these people that's here. And the speakers, the guest speakers, the people who put this together. Thank you, Creator Father, that we are still in the land of the living, and we still have another chance. We beg you to forgive us, Creator Father, Almighty Master, for sinning against you. Please continue to have mercy on us and our souls. Father, we ask that you come in the midst of us, and feed us, and suck with us, and exchange and give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Open that part of our mind, that 90% part is closed. Please allow us to utilize that 90% part. Please bring it into focus. Bring it out of the dark into the light, that we may utilize that other 90%. Since we are the ones that is present here, we are the ones that are trying and chasing, getting woke. Please, Father, we beg you. Amen. We want to thank everybody for coming. We want to send out special thanks to Brother Omar L., to Brother Hep Sharu, to Jihad and his lovely queen, to the soldiers out of Indiana, to Ramon Merritt, Ricky Jameson, and welcome each and every one of you. You know, I was on my way here this morning and I passed the cemetery and I said, thank you, Father. Same thing I just said. Thank you for allowing me to be in the land of the living. If there's anybody in the audience that's dead, please stand and be acknowledged so that you may be resurrected. That was a joke.
here. And we want to welcome you again. Thank everybody for coming. And may you be fed. Jesse.
Peace and friendship between Morocco and the Sultan Sadiq Muhammad of the Moroccan Empire in the year 1784 AD. This, the world's longest running treaty, was finalized and sealed in the year 1787 AD, corresponding to 1200 MC, Moorish calendar year. The minister, plenipotentiary, assigned to represent the plenary powers for the United States Republic were Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. Thomas Barclay acted as an agent in business. The following names are the preachers and the wizards veiled under the commonly accepted name President. President of the Continental Congress from 1774 AD to 1789 AD. The first president being Peyton Randolph, Henry Middleton, John Hancock, Henry Lawrence, John Jay, Samuel Huntington, Thomas McLean, John Hanson, 1781, and the first president of the United States Republic in official operation under the Constitution and the Great Seal. Icon insignia of the ancient Moorish nation covered up. Elias Boutnant, Thomas Mifflin, Richard Henry Lee, Nathaniel Gorham, Arthur St. Clair, Cyrus Griffin, and George Washington, 1789, the first president, preacher, wizard, to govern under the present amended constitution of 1789. On the 30th day of April, without further delay, I bring you Abdullah Hill, Khalid Mosey Bey. It's love.
My name is Dawid Nafiel. We ask you, please, to put your cell phones on vibrate, and please, hold your questions, write them down to the end, because we want to go through this whole thing, so everybody, the whole message will be given to you. Islam. The connecting, the
your opinions in the board, historically, masonically, and constitutionally. The true founders of the de jure United States Republic, the masonically buried history revealed. So let's look at this. I passed out the test. Who has taken the test?
Good.
Number one. Who has number one? Now, who wants to answer number one? The question is, describe the American flag. Describe the American flag. The American flag is a red field with a five-pointed green star. Red field with a five-pointed green star, which is indeed the Moroccan flag. Number two. Number two. The school answer. One of you in the back. One of the teenagers. What's number? What's the answer? Number two. What did you write down? What's the answer? You can take a test. Do it. Number two. You want to answer number two, brother? The answer is there is no American president. It doesn't exist. One, America is two continents: North America, Central America, the Isthmus, and the other continent, South America. And the adjoining island is called Americana. Most of you have been conditioned to call George Bush the American president. And not knowing what that means, the American president. So he's falsely claiming jurisdiction of the Americas, North, Central, South, and the island, as done on challenge. We have not objected because we don't know that name applies to us. Number three. Put this up. We have been conditioned to limit the name America to this body of land, not knowing that it applies to all of it. So Europeans came up with a deceptive, distorted, connotated meaning for the name America, applied a false history to it, claim the name, but we cannot object. Number three. Anybody in the back? Let's be American states. Three American states. No one knows any American states? I'm holding the brother off because he has a bad chair. I'm holding him off. No one knows any American states? Yeah. What's the answer? Yucatan? City. Alright. Anyone else? Good. Anyone else? You don't know your American state? You didn't learn about the American state in school? All right. Let me name three American states. Illinois, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Illinois. Illinois, Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Pull up there, Brother Abdullah. I'm waiting for someone to say that. Pull up there, Brother Abdullah. You know what, I'm going to check it. See? I mean, read European foreign corporations. And no one in the audience objected. You're allowed to fall to it to go out without it being challenged. This is why the Europeans are ruling. Alright? Give me three American states. Yes. Venezuela, one. But these two. Brazil, three. So those are great American states. Right? We clean up this concept. We're here to raise you from a dead level to a living perpendicular. For real. Not verbally saying that I'm raised. Alright, and then you have those bags on the car, you know what I mean? Walking around with more simple, you know, have all these symbolisms on your chest. While I'm raised, I can look at the conditions of our community. While you're raised, wow, look at the conditions of our community. Right? Number four, when did the white people come to America? Alright. The white people have been in America for 50,000 years. White people have been in America for over 50,000 years. Most of you have been conditioned to call the Europeans white people. You don't object when they call themselves white people. You have no idea what it means. In the Black Law Dictionary, third edition, we have the term free white person. I like to be stricter sometimes. Free white person. Fourth edition revised. The editor of the Black Law Dictionary is Henry Campbell Black. Free white person. Free white person, referred to in the Naturalization Act as amended by Act July 14, 1870, as meaning naturally given to and when first used in one statute, 103, clause 3, meaning all persons belonging to the European races. Then commonly counted as white, and their descendants including such descendants in other countries to which they have immigrated. Now, I want you to, I'm not done. I want you to carefully listen to the annotation section and see the contradiction in the definition. It includes all European Jews, more or less intermixed with people of Celtic, Scandinavian, Teutonic, Iberian, Latin, Greek, and Slavic descent. It includes Magyars, Latin descent, and the Basque, and Iberians. It includes the mixed Latin, Celtic, Iberian, and Moorish inhabitants of Spain and Portugal. Moorish inhabitants of Spain and Portugal. The mixed Greek, Latin, Phoenician, and North African inhabitants of Sicily. Read that again. The mixed Greek, Latin, Phoenician, and North African inhabitants of Sicily and Tartary inhabitants of South Russia. It does not mean Caucasian race, Aryan race, Indo-European race, nor the mixed and half Indo-European, Derivian, Semitic, and Mongolian people who inhabited Persia. It does not mean Caucasian race. It does not mean Caucasian race. It does not mean Caucasian race. Indo-European race. The Aryan race. Well, that's the contradiction of the definition that's placed in the Naturalization Act of 1870. Wow. My white brothers and sisters. White power, by the way. All right. So I'm giving you a basis. So we've been conditioned to refer to the farmers, the pilgrims, as American white people, or white America. White America this. White America that. Where? White America that. Not having any idea what we're saying. This is how the Europeans are. Let's continue. Number five. Take my time. We get this concept across. Right here, do some reading. Number five. How old is the American government? How old is the American government? Over 6,000? Over 6,000? Alright. Over 50,000 years. You want to find out, as later on in the next part of the lecture, that the Moroccan Empire extends throughout the entire America. And what is now known as the continent of Africa. The Moroccan Empire. Masonically, dialectically called America. Describe the United States flag. Describe the United States flag. Yeah, I know. Now, that's just going to be honest. I know. Man, describe the American flag. I mean, the United States flag. Red, white, blue. Go ahead, what else? Alright. We have somebody else with this. What is your answer? The United States flag. We have another answer. Describe the United States flag. Yes. The United States flag. right? The continental United States flag. All right? That's the United States flag.
You're listening to Spreaker Web Radio.
We're talking with James Wallace. James goes by the name of J-Dog.
I said they've totally destroyed all over the Middle East.
All right, that's enough.
There, and I didn't know.
Something that was recorded on an electric shaving razor. The Vatican has 200-plus foot walls. We put a photo up of that for TV viewers. Or just Google Vatican walls. Biggest, thickest in the world. You go in there, they shoot you. He hasn't taken one refugee in there. We are being flooded. We are being shot up. We are being attacked. We are a joke, the whole world. We have to pay for everybody's health care. We're going bankrupt. They're taking old ladies' houses for back IRS taxes they can't pay, whether they be black, white, Hispanic. Who cries for them? And you sit there and you say, we're racist because we have the most open immigration system in the world? What a creepy old evil-looking man. Creeping around, socialist, dirtbag. Him and Bernie Sanders, you know, ought to marry each other. I mean, I am just sick of it. I can't handle it anymore. And then when people try to hug him and stuff, he's like, don't be greedy. Get away. Don't be selfish. Get away. Oh, not acting so sweet right there. That guy is more evil than, just, I mean, he's the Black Pope, folks. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's going to, you know, maybe he's the beast the horror revelations rides on. I don't know, but I tell you this, he sure fits the bill. They got all this Mark of the Beast. They're getting rid of cash right now. I mean, all hell's breaking loose. They're announcing the family.
Islam, Morris. Islam. Get ourselves started up.
White power.
White power.
My brother Ash is going to mess you guys up today.
Well, it's all good. We love questions. We love questions. Five on the left, two on the right. Allah, the Father of the Universe.
Allah, the Father of the Universe.
Father of love.
Father of love. Truth.
Peace.
Freedom.
And justice.
And justice.
Allah is my protector.
Allah is my protector.
My guide.
My guide.
And my salvation.
And my salvation.
By night.
By night.
And by day.
And by day.
To His holy prophet.
To His holy prophet.
To His holy
prophet.
Ashaykh.
Islam.
Islam.
Somebody had to run over.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure. That's
well,
yeah.
Well, you guys
put it all on the plane. February 1st.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's awesome.
It's real.
Jawali
called it.
Yes, he did.
The warm weather is going to be in the north.
What's the classical today, Moore?
Today's back to basics.
That's a good one for you, brother.
Back to basics, number 18. Back to basics 18. Holy Quran. And mysteries of the Silent Brotherhood. So we start with our letters to be read every meeting. I hereby inform all members that they must put an end to all radical and agitating speeches while on their jobs, homes, or on the public streets. We advocate peace and not destruction. Stop trying out your cards with the Europeans, for it causes confusion. There has been much confusion caused by members trying out their cards. The cards are for your salvation. Failure of obeying my orders will be of severe consequence. We are for love, truth, peace, freedom, and when these principles are violated, justice must then take its course. Any member or group of members that seeks to hold malicious feelings toward the prophet, well, we have to close that in a little bit. You have to do it. Not fully, but just...
I picked up on this from that.
Any member or group of members that seek to hold malicious feelings toward the temple or the prophet or to violate the divine covenant of the Moorish movement will receive their reward from Allah for their unjust deeds. All true Moors must obey the laws laid down to them by their prophet, and if they lose confidence in their prophet, give up your card and button, cease wearing your turban and fez, and return to the state where I, the prophet, found you. For this is a holy and divine movement founded by the prophet Noble Jawali. And if the prophet is not right, the temple is not right. The prophet is sending out a divine plea to all true Moorish Americans that they may do their part in protecting their prophet and the temple. This is an everlasting movement founded by the prophet through the will of Allah to redeem his people from their sinful ways. Noble Jawali.
Islam.
To the members of the Moorish Science Temple of America. Islam. These are the instructions from your holy from your prophet, Noble Jawali. Be faithful unto your forefathers' divine and national creed that you will be blessed for your good deeds, that you will sow in the flesh. Allah is the one that judges the world, and his judgment is now on, but the weak comprehend it not. The end of time is drawing near, so says Allah to his divine prophet, I, Noble Jawali. And that is why many hearts have turned to stone, and many have eyes to see but cannot see, ears to hear but cannot hear, lest they would be confounded of their sins. These are trying hours now, dear Moors, and every evil spirit is moving, and they are trying every weak mind to overthrow and drag out the true foundation that has been laid, and to cause confusion in the minds of the ones that do believe. But if you have the true love of Allah and the spirit of your forefathers, you fear not what you hear or see, but will sacrifice the utmost of your very life to protect your movement and your prophets. Watch your enemies, dear Moors. Your enemies are the ones that speak against your prophet and ridicule him to the very lowest, the ones that speak against your divine and national principles of your temples. Act accordingly, and Allah will bless you for your good work. Peace, your divine prophet, Noble Jawali. To be proclaimed in every meeting. Islam, I am glad to know that I have a few faithful Moors among you all, and I desire for them to know the truth and the divine truth. There is a host of jealousy about me and the movement now, by the same people on our side of the nation that claim it was only a joke and unreal. But now, since they have found out from the government officials and the nations of the earth that this is the only sole foundation that all Asiatics must depend upon for their earthly salvation as American citizens, they are working every scheme that they can to disqualify me, so they themselves may take charge of the situation. I have notified all these things to you long ago in the past. It is through the faithful Moors that attribute to the movement and uplifting funds. The ones that paid their divine respect to me and the movement will be remembered. That is why I am calling upon all faithful Moors to increase their faithfulness to you, your prophet, and your divine Moorish movement. I need finance and I need it badly. Never before have I needed finance so badly as I do at present, so I can shove aside the discord that is facing the nation. It all comes through jealousy because of my fame and nobility. The nations of the world will not recognize the movement without I, the prophet, being head. It has been proven by my works, which I have performed in the last few years. Islam. So today we're gonna look into some chapters in the Holy Quran, as well as the issues of the Silent Brotherhood, because we realize that right now, just like Noble Jawali was saying, the times right now are very trying, and
yeah, one more time, y'all back a little bit.
Dialects, I connect lines. Mental explosion, controlling direct mind. Matters, gases in your classified. Debris, paths like partial styles and artificial MCs. Enemies remain motionless, contain vocalists. Ain't no code to win. This is miracles, orgasms, havel, having spasms. As we drag them down underground caverns, patterns fluctuate. Like the weather in your way, featherweight, they concentrate but deviate from what it takes to break barriers, carry across long plains, tearing holes in your whole psychological frame. Life in the game, I guess, to straight with. So I keep that fire as set, circulating through my chest, flipping beats with techniques, first freaks on my streets. Now my skill will bring a million people to got them all coming after me. They'll never catch me. Rick will be the last of me. And that's your path to be standing. Commanding screams of lyric keys when I swing my urban anthem. Out west, we keep it moving. Hot house. Maneuvers, major plays. Save your breath and your rep. Wreck your intellect with mentally fly concepts. Test your skill, best to yield. When we build lyric blocks, so your block. Collect the jackpot, platinum plus. When I thrust, like turbo. Kick like Jose Cuervo. Straight vibing off the herbal. Verbal, vindicate my making pace. Stay the same. Skills to regulate. Way before 98. Deal, get the real in the mix. Flip like a seizure. I could your meter. I'm the shit. Out west. We keep it moving. Hot house. East coast. We keep it moving. Hot house.
Interrupted our programs for a news report.
Welcome to More TV England. I'm your host, Chris Scott. Now, it is a great Masonic secret that has long been revealed that it was George Washington who chopped down the cherry tree of the Moors, erasing them from the history books and removing their nationality, fez and turbans. It was even predicted that in a few hundred years, many of them would not remember who they were or their connection to the land.
Who are the Moors? This is one of the most difficult of historical questions, and in fact, this is the most neglected chapter in black history.
When you go back into history, the 1800s and back, Moor and African are synonymous. One of the things that our people mistake, they look at Moor as being a club or belief system, which it is not. It's their pedigree. It's the bloodline.
Where do the Moors fit into our history? Because you know it's been this beef going on about the Moors come out of Egypt. We are not black. Where do the Moors fit into Egypt, ancient Egypt? At the time of building the Great Pyramid, was our people calling themselves Moors? And where did that word come from?
Well, Moor means black.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Moors will argue with you about that.
Moor means black. More is deeply steeped in the Greek tradition.
You heard what he said? More
and, in
means
a, and in the Roman tradition. More means black.
We are involved in a struggle in which we will win. And one of the struggles is to make us aware of the fantastic capacity and potential that lay in our world. The Moorish story is one of the most hopeful stories on earth. Who are these Moors? The word Moor comes from Moros, which means dark, which the Greeks used, and then the Romans made it Mores, and then some people say it also came from Merowe. Moor came from Merowe. When Shakespeare uses it, he means black. Whether it is Othello, or whether it is the figure in Titus Andronicus.
Our idea, we said that the crusade
were the precursor to Columbus. We should have seen them coming.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the totem. Punks are running wild in the streets. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's nothing to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching on TV while some local newscaster tells us today we are 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes. But if that's the way it's supposed to be, we know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller. And all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living room. Let me have my filter and my TV and my steel belt and radio, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I don't really leave you alone. I want you to get
past. Time is nice, so what looks in the sky? World of corruption, man, going on slide. We're getting you by, just getting nice. They're trying to fix like they got to buy. It's so low, but the devil bit the ice. See the truth, the whole let it light. Let it light, no longer cry about running my heart. Won't let me die, I'm in the blood.
That is the African person. And in traveling around the globe, this African finds him and herself in different climates. And because of the nature of the production of vitamin D in the body, it has to begin to regulate itself. So in order to produce vitamin D, this very dark complexion, very curly-haired Africans, begins to depigment itself. And over thousands of years, this very dark complexion, wide nose, thick lip, very curly-haired African, because of climate, depigments itself, its hair gets straight, because of the oils produced with the lack of the sun, its nose gets aquiline, the lips get thin, and over time, this African depigments itself into the European. What also helped this African get in very serious trouble was the Wormian Ice Age, which was the last ice age on Earth. This Wormian Ice Age literally chased them into the mountains of Northern Europe that we know of today. That would have been where Cheikh Anta Diop says the 51st parallel is. At that point in time, for thousands of years, in the depigmentation process, ice mountains were created. Ice mountains that did not allow Africans to return back into the southern lands. Therefore, they had to retreat into caves and put clothes on. When the what is known as an interstadial came, which is a warming trend of the Ice Age, they then found the ability to begin to move further south. As they moved further south on the other side of the ice mountain, where it had been a temperate or a very warm climate, when they got down into the real southern lands here, coming out the Caucasus Mountains, they met upon...
Want it fast and don't want to wait, no matter who's hurt by the actions bait. I used to be like y'all with wads and rolls, paying no attention to the sacred scrolls, treating goddess like bitches and some like hoes, shopping like a gold digger for racks of clothes, more shoes than feet, I still have some today, most I gave to United Way, Nautica Polo, Eddie Bauer denims. It didn't really matter, every night pockets fatter. 2 G's a night, didn't save a penny. Got the bar rich, spending dollars on Remy. Not a gunner, with the automatic semi. I was a runner, got a call, meet me at the deli. Go get the rock, make a quick chop. And with the next man, leave the grand in the Ziploc. Every time I watch him, he's a useless shot. Oh, he has a gun and is running from cops. Black hoodie or black dusty fatigue. Bloody red eyes, bloody red eyes. Every time I watch the news, I use the shot. Oh, he has a gun and is running from cops. Black hoodie, all black, dusty fatigue. Bloody red eyes from puffing on that green weed. The secret of the game is to get out early. Few went to jail, came out and said they heard me. Sitting in a cell, charging beast batteries. Making plates for the corporate state battery of rights. Cellmates spit on dogs, I had no helmets on bikes. That's when the brothers like, when I get out, tell the sheik he's right. Few months later, he was on a flight. I missed the call and got his message. He said he called to let me know he got the message. Walking on the street called Moore, and he's in Germany, brethren. I know you missed it, so I say it again. He's in Germany, and there's a street called Moore. That's not hearsay, I'm telling you what he saw. And he's supposed to be at risk from the hood, where all they do is bad and nothing good. Every time I watch him, he's a useless shot. Oh, he has a gun and is running from cops. Black hoodie or black dusty fatigue. Bloody red eyes, bloody red eyes. Every time I watch the news, I use the shot. Oh, he has a gun and is running from cops. Black hoodie, all black, dusty fatigue. Bloody red eyes from puffing on that green weed. Drug deals gone bad, bodies dumped in fields. Following some baby Master P type reels. Playing a game, you won't win when you're in. Kush told me, bro, I gotta go in. I caused it on myself, not knowing thyself. Most think know thyself is a book on the shelf. It's fruition, really, ask Taj Tariq Bey or Grand Sheik Nature L. What's heaven and hell? They probably have you there for 10 hours. Using memory notepads with tachydot powers. Talking to yourself in the mind outside the matrix of hip-hop. Because black dot saved it, go vote us. Frontin' like you don't know us. House of consciousness in Toronto is cause of us. 360 degree universal student. Mastering self and show the youth man how to do it. Every time I watch the news, I use this shot. Oh, he has a gun and is running from cops. Black hoodie or black dusty fatigue. Bloody red eyes, bloody red eyes. Every time I watch the news, I use this shot. Oh, he has a gun and is running from cops. Black hoodie or black dusty fatigue. Bloody red eyes for puffing on that green weed.
But Dr. Ben was our leader. He wasn't just the teacher of the now, he was the leader of the whole group. Dr. Jeffries didn't do nothing Dr. Ben didn't approve of. That's where we were. Bob didn't do nothing out of the room that Dr. Ben disapproved of.
It became a time in 1506, after we lost power in Spain, the Africans ruled Spain from 711. We were calling ourselves Moors, M-A-U-E-R-S, then M-O-O-R-S. We were calling ourselves Moors, M-A-U-E-R-S, then M-O-O-R-S. We were calling ourselves Moors, M-A-U-E-R-S, then M-O-O-R-S. From 711 until 1485, 774 years, when we built and brought into Europe the university system, building the University of Salamanca, S-A-L-A-M-A-N-C-A, in Spain, a copy of the University of Genève from ancient Ghana, which was equally a copy of the University of Sankore in Tombuctu, which the French later called Timbuktu. Now, look, if you want to read it, read Stanley Lane Poole's The Moors in Spain, written in 1887, or Alejandro Macaziza. Read his book in Spanish, The Moors in Spain.
Happens because so many of our people have been compromised, and they get their, their stipend from publishers for promoting the black thing that makes our people non-descendable. We're not talking about colors. We're not talking about the word itself. We're talking about the issue of descendability.
Of the United States of Morocco. United States of Morocco has a dual national seal. Here is mother, eagle, daughter, 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 mother, daughter. The chief or principal side of a coin or building. It is chief or principal or main. Reverse, verse, turn, RE, back, turn back. The front of my hand and the back side. Opposite, reverse. Alright, you'll see in literature written by Europeans, Lajanus Yemen, the word reverse honor the pyramid. What are they doing? Stealing our birthright. They are taking the place of the white people, they're taking the place of the Americans. And we have not challenged that. Why we not in the right mind to challenge it? That's why we here. But it's in the right mind to challenge the European false claim of our birthright. Must be done in the borders. Must be done with the knowledge and truth of our nationality birthright. So we'll be clear on that. Right. Right on. How much time do I have? Well, where's the time? What time? What after what? All right. I'm going to go a few more minutes. I'm going to take off time from Brother Taj. I know that, and I'm really trying to challenge it, because I know I'm going to have and I'm going to be challenging my, you know, presentation to us. Right? We're going to save the questions for the end. Right? You'll see in the map that, you know, in the, what's it called? The exotic map. The King Arthur plan. And I had to see Tunis, Tripoli, Algiers. Not studying that. Looking at reading the treaties and the mass, the political power that is expressed in those treaties that the Kingdom of Algiers, Tunis, Tripoli, Tangiers had. That these were much vast territory here. All right, some cities can't even build small cities here. On the all of Montezuma, trip to the shores of Tripoli. Right. You ever seen the cartoon? Morocco Mobile is wearing what? Is that some by coincidence? There's something to think about. Alright? So I'm gonna this is Brother Taj and I go way back. I owe a great deal to Brother Taj to be saved. Father, my stepfather, you know, now made the transition to be a father to me. My adult years, Taj,
most of my adult life. Some people I had to have the times, most of my adult life. Right? Mother, friend. I remember when I met Bob Todd in 1993, I told him 1993, we met at Jimmy's Barbershop. And at that time, I had, been studying under Brother Jamal. But Brother Todd really hit on this, really cleared up, that symbology in the back of the studio. And I picked that up. I was clear, hungry, where I just didn't have enough information, to stand firmly. And I remember the first three years we studied day and night. I hated a lot of that foundation. I hated spent. History, law, astrology. Some of the stuff I got, you saw stuff that gone a lot of information. And it took me a while to really digest it, so I could stand firm. Because it was a lot. I thank him, for spending the time with me, for teaching me, for raising me from a dead level to a living perpendicular. So as I was looking down, I was looking at the perfect point of the square. Right, so that I can assist him in teaching you, right? Because I would not be any use to him if I did not know that I was by myself not educated. That's the truth about a national university, about the truth about the function of national university, right? The history, the culture. Right, so. As we work together, and it's time where I'm by myself in New York and Delaware and teaching. Right? So I owe a great deal to Brother Todd. I would not be in the position that I am today. While standing up here teaching you, and nothing for Brother Todd's dedication, determination, being patient with me. He saw in me, that I was sincere and determined, to assist in the upliftment of fallen humanity. But I knew that I needed to be educated, as I thought I was educated. I got a master's degree in social work, from Rutgers University, School of Social Work. I thought I was educated, and I really wasn't. In 1998, I started studying etymology, grammar, vocabulary building, dictionary study skills, Latin, Greek, vocabulary building skills. I can write curriculum. I can teach teachers. I teach at Temple University and work Pan African Studies Tendency Education Program. All right. So, Brother Todd did not, he gave me a little bit of etymology as far as giving me the structural knowledge of Professor Burton, but I still owe that to Brother Todd. Because Brother Todd put me in the right mental framework, all right, to seek out etymology. And I've not been in the framework of my ancient forefathers and foremothers. I would not have even sought out etymology. Because I saw it as related to what we're already doing. Helping my increase my writing skills, increase my communication skills, all right? Increase my vocabulary, my study, by the time he appointed me the assistant of education at the Randy Robinson Institute, which is the school of the Moore School of Roundtable established by Todd Shirley in 1985. So I knew that I had to increase my skills. Now that I've written sixth grade double books, teach teachers, lecture, I'm able to read better. Understanding
you know, change the meaning of words, looking at how words, the meaning of words in the various time periods, and how it's important to understand that. And reading a document written a couple hundred years ago, we need to read in, which the, in the spirit in which the time period was in which it was written. Not applying modern connotative meaning to that document. So I know that. Right? I'm going to bring up my illustrious brother, you know, a true warrior for our people, Brother Todd Tariq Bey.
$10,000 to $15,000. at the beginning of the business, right? And so the average people in the city couldn't handle it because they were given $60,000, $70,000, and $80,000 for two-story houses that was just ordinary homes. And you know, the people in the city, so it's gentrification, you know. So anyway, that immediately ran me. And I was telling them science of the sort of stuff, not what they think they say. And we needed a building. I said, we're going to get there. The help slide came out, step me up. I said, well, you know, logically, you're tax time on you. The little building was going for 8 months. I said, don't even get that. Right? I said, well, we're going down there tonight. We're going to put our hands on the building. Then I'm going to go to the city. We're going to bid on it in the auction. And so we went down with me, Brother Dua, my sister, Adela, Brother Maurice, Aubrey, and a few others. So anyway, we got down to the auction the next week. Everybody on this developers from there came down and we addressed. And I had my guard over. So I came in, sat down in the middle, and all these developers, they hit me on these things, right? So they give you a number. So when that building came up, did like that, right? And then all the developers stood up, right? So did like that again. People turned around and looked around. And then everybody stopped putting their thing up. We got the deal for $5,000. Right? Now, thereafter, Europeans kept trying to buy the building from us because that's an empowerment zone and you were investing a lot of finances here. Meanwhile, many of the Moors were becoming conscious, even with other groups and so people from the Nation of Islam and a lot of Moors were coming around because people were talking about what I said and we got that building and they thought I was joking, so we got the building. So they were backing off so that we couldn't get the bill together. So Brother Thor, Brother Aline, and myself took finance out of our own pockets and dictated the bill off. Brother Thor, in the evening, when I would come home from work and he'd come home from work, held a flashlight inside, and I put the electrical panel in and started making repairs by hand to stabilize the building in order to get some work done. That's how dedicated he is. But anyway, eventually, to cut through the chase, eventually the Europeans set the building on fire twice because I wouldn't sell it. You know, so the Rising Sun Institute did not rise, but yet we got on the road and started taking it to the people. Because we were also being criticized and knocked by the grand chiefs who thought I was trying to take over their seats. You understand what I'm saying? But it's like this. Once the children of the light recognize the message, it doesn't matter because they can't win now because they're irrelevant. Because people understand birthright. They know the draw lady is back on the front burner with a divine and national understanding, which Hoover, Woodrow Wilson, have suppressed for quite some time. Thought they stopped him, but it's over now. With Uranus, Saturn is in the house, and all this stuff is coming down. No one can stop it. So let's get down to some lessons. We want to make sure that you all understand what birthright is, what nationality is, not what people, some critics have tried to imply. Or that it's a belief system. It is the continuity of your ancient mothers and fathers imprinted in the cells of your memory. It is your birthright. It is divine. It is unalienable, cannot be sold, cannot be transferred. And when someone tries to sell you a package to sell you sovereignty through the birthright, they're a thief. And you being played because it can't be sold. And understand that the Europeans, the Romans took your birthright. They know it very well. So if you think you're going to buy some packages, go down to CVS, make some copies, smack the lies in the face and not get a response, you better think about it again. It's in your best interest to study very well to understand what's going on the planet called Earth. But they're not playing. The inheritance is yours, but you need to understand honestly what it is. And as we were talking earlier, about consequences and things that we should do, the more Tony Temple of science in North America did that concept, the more science Temple of America is that possible. Whether or not those wizards who are sitting in the seats that are doing their job is another issue. That's where you get your turn. I won't criticize that. You understand? We are here to make sure you understand what the metrics are about. But it is your mother's inheritance that was supposedly delivered to you quite a few generations ago. It hasn't been delivered. Because big ass like beings around and they keep on twisting the people's concepts and then trying to knock those who've been really doing the work and who've been so long like them over here. That's nothing new or happen. But right now, understand this. Once you have knowledge of what is and what is not, you will no longer be able to be fooled. Because truth doesn't change or pass away. The deal is, most of the people have been given misinformation, so they don't know how to look at things. They don't know how to use things. They've just been given testimonial-type statements and therefore have misunderstood the Udali's mission. And because they thought they got rid of him, they figured the job was done. No, all they did was slow him down. But he got soldiers, and they're all around here. Many of them working in this city for years, been criticized, been knocked, been pushed away, but they stayed diligent to their charge, and I swear they will be remembered in history because we're living that history right now. I'll show you a few more things. So we remove all doubts that you're in the Moroccan Empire. Show you a few more things to remove all doubts that they stole your birthright. Show you a few more things in evidence, because in the rule of law, evidence, proof, tangible reference points are the basis of establishing patterns. Failure to do so, to show that a person, place, thing, idea that's presented before society or courts is exactly what and who they say they are. If you fail that, identity by law is failed. But don't draw it to your nationality and don't get caught in it. Problem is, some of those who be taught teach you how to use it. I won't say they failed in their duties, but they preoccupied collecting silver coins. In order to use factor. And this is why many people today don't appreciate the work that Hope Raleigh did, but they don't understand it. And then you have others who are preoccupied worshiping him rather than studying the words and the rules and the instructions that he left for you to be redeemed. It is your job to see that we get past those problems and you want to do it with knowledge. One thing for sure, somebody can say that more of your brothers is talking trash. Well, we want to give you reference points so that you know that what we're standing on, the whole world knows. And let them say that there. And let them prove themselves to be the enemies of this cause. Who assigned with the transference of the amendments to the Constitution, and there's four of them, the latest one, petitioned for George Washington, the Army General, to take the place of Ben Franklin in a Creeder seat since Ben came to be sick. But he was all being overthrown. That's why that pyramid is on the back of the dollar bill and no politician speaks under it, because the great seal belongs to you, the true heirs apparent to the land who don't know who you are. Meanwhile, you got leader guys amongst you who have left and deceiving you and distracting your attention and stealing finance from you and producing nothing to keep you from finding out. While most of them belong to secret societies and taking over to Rome